Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, last video request I told you about my two sugar baby meetups, and I was rightly called out by you for simping. In my defense, I don't have a fetish for graping, so once the sugar babies narrated their grape stories, there was no way for me to get a hard on. The UK sugar baby offered to smash after her story. But I refused and I paid both sugar babies, out of my sympathy. The need to protect and provide triggers the inner psychological simp in most men. Females exploit men for this, and that's why MGTOW is the solution. No real man would want to be a PUA pimp like Andrew Tate. He's exploiting incels and hoes to get off on life. The pimp is the lowest form of a human existence. But I guess that's what most guys want to be these days. I also guess Tate is no longer the top G. Now he's the top gay in prison, lol. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Looks like MGTOW hasn't been all that good of a solution for you yet. You need to stay away from the negative women. That's impossible as they all tend to dump their emotional crap on us men. I'm sure you'll break out of your simp ways sooner or later. Now on to the topic. Because you didn't really give me much to work with. I recently saw an article called, I'm a Trophy Husband, with three wives. They work while I stay home. And it says this, and I quote, Nick Davis says he doesn't have a job because the king doesn't move around much, while the queens have all the power. Meanwhile, his three wives, April, Daniel, and Jennifer, all have full-time professions. Nick met his first wife, April, at university 15 years ago before they welcomed Jennifer into their marriage 9 years later. Nick's a lot to handle. Let's just say that in a lot of ways, Nick is a lot to handle in the bed. She told TLC's Seeking Sister Wife program. In fact, it was actually April who introduced her 39-year-old husband to 25-year-old Jennifer, who was 19 at the time, thinking she would make a good fit for their family. When the polyamorous family appeared on Seeking Sister Wife last year, they welcomed 22-year-old Danielle into their family too. In a wedding ceremony with his other two wives by his side, Nick said he was living the dream, as he committed to Danielle, unquote. We can easily figure out what Nick being a handful in the bedroom is all about. He's probably hung like a horse, and can probably tickle each woman's tonsils through their twats. Nick's first wife, Jennifer, knew that at some point, he would be using his foot-long dong, and once the secret got out, that other women would try and steal him away from her. So she did the only thing she could, find another woman for him, so that way she could stay with him and his monster of a dong. That's my theory anyway. If he wasn't so good in bed, then do you really think that she would have actually brought another woman into his life? Forget about it. Plus, the other women that she brought in, she probably knew that she could control them. Especially because they're so much younger than she is. She's 38, and she was even open to Nick having a kid with Jennifer, wife number two. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's soy society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to incels are crying because they can't get one woman, and this man hoards three, clown world show. Stories like this one show us that the sexual marketplace is broken. And that polygamy is becoming popular again with multiple women willing to share just one man. On the flip side, we have this other story with Mary. She has a husband, a fiancé, and two boyfriends. Yet she's still old-fashioned, it seems. She's 44 and likes to get to know the men that she's involved with before things turn physical. In the other situation, you saw relatively attractive women sharing one handsome, hung-like-a-horse man. In this case, you have a bunch of borderline incels clinging to an overweight woman. Her name is Mary Crumpton, and when she got married, only intended on having one man in her life. She heard about polyamorous relationships, though, and suggested to her husband that they open up to a relationship. She said that loving more than one person now seems like the most natural thing in the world, and that she can't imagine being any other way. If ever there was an argument to be made that women don't love the way that men do, this would be it. Or an argument that women need to basically be making babies so they can love more than one person. In both of the stories I've shared, there are 8 to 9 people involved here. 4 women and 4 or 5 dudes. And between all of them, there are only 2 children. If these sorts of trends catch on, then our population is going to get decimated. For Mrs. Crumpet or Crumpton, her relationship with her first husband ended. So she got married again and now she wants a second husband at the same time. she's going to get all the resources from the simpish-looking males that she's with. You know, it's getting desperate out there when four guys have to share one 44-year-old woman. Mary also says this, and I quote, "One of the lovely things about a life with more than one partner is that there's no pressure on one person to supply all my needs. My husband Tim and I share an enthusiasm for environmentalism and all that entails, like electric cars and veganism. With my fiancé John, I enjoy watching science fiction and we go to church together. With Michael, I like to watch and support him playing for his darts team at the Royal Oak, and we go to karaoke nights, which is possibly more embarrassing than admitting to polyamory," unquote. So she goes to church with her fiancé while she's already married. This is cognitive dissonance at its finest. God doesn't accept adultery, but I guess he or she, too, has now become progressive. Mary also has political aspiration, as in is standing in the next local election for the Chorlton ward representing the Green Party. Of course she'd become a part of a progressive political party. Just look at her life. She also says that living as a threesome comes with many benefits. But what are those benefits? Could they be financial? Not having to pay as much rent or any at all? How about having an emotional tampon on hand when you need it, or all the attention you want in the world? She says that the two guys she's living with, Tim and John, are a bit like brothers, going on bicycle rides together. And why wouldn't they? They both get to ride you together too. Women aren't having children, so what they're doing instead is getting together with multiple men to fill the gap when it comes to emotional fulfillment. So instead they're getting multiple grown men in their lives to fill that void. No pun intended. Mary says that women assume that she's a man-eater and will try and seduce away their husbands, and she says it makes her laugh. She's also been told she's going against God with regards to having so many men in her life, but her argument is that there are instances of multiple marriages in many religious texts, that there are denominations in both Christianity and Islam that allow multiple marriage. Of course, those are between one man and many women. But I guess these days we're living in a world where women are female chameleons at everything, including having multiple partners, the way that men once did. But overall, the opinion she receives from most people is that they're open to what she's doing, because she's honest about it with her partners. She says people can see that all of her partners are happy and that's all that matters. Chetan, you're like Nick, the guy with three wives, except you end up paying for the women while Nick gets paid by the women. I can't imagine living in a house with three other women with constant nagging and everyone getting on each other's nerves. I also can't imagine sharing an overweight bumpkin of a woman with three other guys. Maybe if she was hot and in her early to mid-20s, then it might be tolerable. If she was light years above any and all other women that I could get in my life at that point. But sharing an obese middle-aged man with three other mad lads is enough to make you mad. It's pretty clear to everyone in Western society that things are falling apart when TLC The Learning Channel is promoting the idea that one man can now have three wives. And that's fine. You can tell that women are taking over, and with Tinder and the pill, their sexuality cannot be stopped. Zero consequences. We're living in the greatest age for women to not have to take responsibility. Why would they ever want to stop? In the future, if a woman is not attractive enough to be one of the 75% of women with sister wives that share a single man, then she can have four sister simps to pay for her lifestyle and give her everything that she wants with regards to a material existence. But you can see by the two stories I've outlined that the majority of women, the better looking women, have no issue sharing good quality men, if he has nothing to offer but a long dong. They're willing to be his slaves, basically, and work to keep him happy. I've experienced this sort of in my life, with a woman working to keep me happy from time to time. But even still, they won't tell you that the reason they're doing it is because you have higher sexual marketplace value than they do, and they want to keep you. The fear of losing you keeps them motivated to express what to you appears to be love. Nick's first wife inviting other women into the house was the ultimate form of strategic desperation. She feared that he would stray away from her, and if she could control the younger and less experienced women he was with, then she could in a sense be his pimp. He must have a mighty member if those are the lengths, no pun intended, that she has to go to. Chetan, just like you felt the urge to provide and simp for those sugar babies that told you their sob stories, and that it was an automatic behavior. I believe that for women to have multiple male partners that are losers, or to share one of the top dogs, is also an automatic behavior. But we both know that when sex bots come out, 75% of men that would have ended up with those lower 25% of women will go their own way. And that means the 25% of women will lose their minds as their emotional man pawns walk out the door. Without the ability to make men suffer as emotional tampons, it's going to get rough out there. Chetan, you too were used as a tampon by two sugar babies, and you paid for the privilege. Stop simping, dude. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want you to pay to smash them, but then psychologically manipulate you until you lose all interest in them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the drooling cankle biters trying to suck your blood away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.